All right, here's your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars in Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, and concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan co-headlining with special guests John Pardee and Chase Matthews. All live under the neon lights. Prize provided by BBR Music Group. Texas Hour's national keyword, town, to 95819. That's T-O-W-N. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Official rules and more info is at WJR.com. I don't listen to them very often.
Okay.
But they are wildly popular and talented. They are really, really good. It's going to be a fun show.
It's going to be a good show.
Meanwhile, this idea of affordability has been a major issue for the American public. It was certainly a flashpoint in the 2024 election. Unfortunately, we haven't seen costs come down the way that I think many people would like.
Yeah.
And that's across almost everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's across affordable housing. It's across gas prices,
groceries,
and grocery prices, mm-hmm. all of those things. Everything seems to be just more expensive, and it's having an impact on a lot of folks. So what can be done from a Republican perspective before the midterms to try to turn the dial more towards their favor? Ken Davis is a former finance executive for Fortune 500 companies. He's the former deputy attorney general for this great state of Virginia and joins us this morning. Ken, it's great to have you.
Good morning. It's great to be on your wonderful program.
Thank you. Well, let's talk a little bit about what Republicans can do, because, you know, based on what we've seen, despite the internal struggles of the Democratic Party, the trends seem to be pointing their way once we hit November. So if affordability is the major issue, or one of the top three issues, call it, how do Republicans right the ship on that front?
Well, as you point out, prices of a lot of things, gas is coming down, but it's still higher than people would like it to be. Groceries, things are high. Now, one of the major expenses, economic burdens for people is tax at the federal level and the state level. And at the federal level, it's a tremendous burden. And there's a problem with the federal tax code, an unfairness, unnecessary economic burden that's been in place for years that the Republicans could address with a reconciliation package. There is some talk about a third reconciliation package. And for that to pass, they just need a majority, and they have a slim majority in both houses, that they are in great danger of losing unless they address affordability. And they could do this by focusing on the income tax and specifically paycheck withholding. That's a basic feature of the income taxes that we all pay. It's been in place since the Second World War, and it takes a lot of money out of paychecks over the course of a year. Most income taxes, in fact, are withheld in paychecks from paychecks and sent to the government through the course of the year, months ahead of April 15th the following year.
Interesting.
And it's about $2.6 trillion is taken out of your paycheck.
I was going to say that. Don't give away the goods, Ken.
Yours and mine and all the paychecks
yeah.
in America. And we get no compensation. No interest for the essentially the loans that we are advancing, the advance payments that we are making to the government.
And, you know, if a bank held your money for months without paying interest, most people would have a fit. But, you know, why has this, you know, practice largely escaped public debate?
Well, you know, it's one one small step at a time, one incremental change by the government for the government's favor at a time. When the income tax was first put into effect in 1913, there was no withholding. And, oh, by the way, rates were really low. Mm-hmm. It was about 1%, a flat rate, that because of many, many exemptions that were also included in the first package, only about 2% of American households were covered by the income tax. So it started small, and the people who were covered made their payment on April the 15th each year when they filed their returns, their 1040.
Well, it is an interesting perspective because you probably, I mean, there would be at some point a start date for something like this,
sure,
but you would see an immediate influx of cash into your pocket if you're not paying that particular tax.
Yeah.
So it would be a way to show the American people quickly that they're putting more money in their pockets. It really interesting perspective, outside the box thinking. Ken Davis, unfortunately, we got to run, but we appreciate your time. We hope to talk with you again very soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow. Well, you know, out the box, thinking a different way.
I mean, appreciate that.
Yeah.
7 o'clock hour coming up. We've got some data centers, the whipping boy for AI. It's all coming up on JR Morning.